And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired. We're talking about video games, comic books, video games, technology, TV, movies, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And that was without the script.
That's pretty dead on.
And I am one of your hosts, Bill. This week, we have Anthony.
Hello.
And Anna.
Hi.
And Joe.
Hello.
And we will rotate guests in and out as the podcast goes on, because we are recording live at Free Comic Book Day at Captain Bengals.
That's right. I already got three of them.
There you go. And it's lots of fun. Have any of you read any of the comics yet?
I have not.
No, not yet.
I haven't either.
I read part of the James Bond when I had like a collection before, so this is continuing with it. And it was really good. So
I did kind of skim the Invader Zim one. It was entertaining.
So
not the whole thing though.
I did get to read a couple of them. There is a Han Solo one, which is by IDW, same people who do the little the Golden Books.
Okay.
Ooh.
It is the tied into the movie.
Is it before or after? Do they say?
He has the Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
So at some point around.
Yeah, that's true. It might be like a little side adventure.
Yeah. Let's see, what's the other one I got to read? There was Ruby.
The Ruby one.
Yeah, read that one because Anthony wanted it.
How was that?
I enjoyed it. It's early in the entire series. Like
before the show or after, or slightly after it starts?
I'd say after it starts, because Yen has her arm, and what's her name still alive?
Oh, what is her name? Pura?
Yeah.
Pura.
No. Is that right?
No, I think it's Pura.
I'll go with it. I'll go
the telekinetic one?
The one that was going to become a Spring?
Yeah, the one who can control metal a little bit.
Is that what her power was?
Yeah.
Apparently, I got to go back and watch those.
She was really cool. I was mad whenever
she dies.
She dies.
She's alive in this one.
That's
and that's
cool.
A spoiler for what? Like 2 years ago, though? So
roughly.
Yeah. Cause she died not last season, but season before.
Season at the end of season 3, I think.
Yeah. I don't even know.
They just finished season 5, I think. Anyways, yeah. Good.
And that's leading into, they're going to do more comics with that one.
That's good.
Same thing with the Solo. There's more comics by IDW. So these comics will not be under the Marvel banner.
Oh, that's what I was wondering, because all the other ones they've been doing have been under the Marvel one.
Not
right?
All of them. There's IDW has been doing, or CDW. Now I'm screwing it up. Yeah. I'll just stick with IDW, because that's what I'm remembering. The Golden books or whatever. Golden.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They, usually for little kids, they have gotten these, they're canon, but they're not the Marvel ones. So there's Hera's story, Leia's, so all these little mini stories, and Rey's. So you have all these mini stories in between everyone's conversations.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know they had it.
Shows.
I thought it was all under Marvel.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not under Dark Horse. Let's go with
that.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, let's see, what's the other ones? What did all we grab today? Let's see, I got Riverdale. You know, always wanted to see Riverdale in comic book form. That's always good. Same joke from last week. A game. Ted might be a little frustrated. Game turned into a comic book.
Overwatch.
Hey, there's a lot of lore that they never expose in the game.
Yes,
I don't know. He plays that all the time, though.
Or maybe he would like it then. There, you know, explains the background. Kind of like reading Doom and what's the other?
Wait until they make a movie out of it.
Ah, yes.
I know.
That's when he'll be really mad. I don't know. It might be good.
It's interesting, this one, Shadow Man.
I know. Is that a new character?
I have no clue. I was like, this looks interesting. It's a Valiant comics. So it's like the Prince Valiant and all that. They're that group. The more common or popular ones from those. What do you guys end up grabbing?
I got Berlin. It's a historical fiction one. The James Bond and Barrier.
Have you seen how you're supposed to read the Barrier one?
No, it's Brian Vaughn. I've read some of his other stuff, but I have no idea what this is even about.
You read it like a calendar.
Yeah. It is. You open a sideways. I like that. I approve.
Kind of unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a rotting, decapitated horse head, so Well, it still doesn't tell me what it's about, but it's a strong opener, I guess.
Yeah, it is a very strong opener.
All the flies around it and everything. And
yep.
You can just see them buzzing, hear the buzzing, smell the decay.
Well, there's a big fly on that. Remember when Bob brought it by? Yeah, there's the big fly.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Second page.
Yep. There you go. So it is... I don't know. We'll see. Have to follow
or
up
like the
it.
Third page. Close enough.
And we'll see. Everyone else is here. So Bob's drawing and helping out with everything with his store. We have Snake River Fandom Con here. We have costume... People dressed up costume contest at 3.
Artists. Snow cones.
Snow cones are always good.
There's a secret stash of soda, but it's not available for the public, I don't think.
I think Anthony's secret stash was from his vehicle.
That's right.
Yeah, it was from my mini fridge at home.
Now, there you go.
That's better than the car. Otherwise, it would be super warm.
Well, you could have like a...
It's not super cold either.
You get those plugs. You plug into your...
Those do exist,
lights,
huh?
Yeah.
I don't know how well they work, but I know they exist.
Like one or two sodas in it.
Do they keep your sodas cool?
Yeah, like you plug it into your cigarette lighter, and it's a refrigerator.
I think an ice box.
In something that way.
An ice box might work better.
Yeah. Well, that means you have to keep on replacing the ice.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Most of us have ice makers at home. Well, maybe not most of us. I have one. I have two.
Mine's broken.
My fridge has two of them.
Ah.
One where it makes a bunch of ice, and the other one is your normal like ice dispenser.
Well, aren't you special?
I know.
No, that is fancy.
I actually just turned off the bottom one, the one that makes all the ice, because I never used it. And it was taking up freezer space.
Oh, before we get too far out. Also,
yes.
With the other stuff, we also have our Patreon page. So patreon.com/geeksawired. You get access to our podcast early, and you get to talk with us on Discord. And this podcast, since we're recording it on Free Comic Book Day, I'm going to clean it up and get it out even earlier. So normal people won't be able to hear this till Friday, a week away. Everyone else will be earlier.
I'm going to try and be better about being on the Discord page, too. I do check it from time to time.
I'm always on it.
I need just my notifications for it.
Alex and me are usually chatting along.
Yeah.
I know. I told you, like, I'm on my way. I'm here. And, like, then...
Yeah, I got to turn on notifications.
I did check it this morning just to make sure the time, but it's probably before
I turned off notifications on my Discord app because I kept getting notifications for the Pokemon group, which I mostly don't care about.
Oh, see, that's the thing, is you mute the individual groups.
I did that.
And
You
know, with the more people in, we'll probably get, like, spoiler sub-channels and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And you can also mute sub-channels.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
That is
so,
cool, yeah.
You're like, we're going to talk about Star Wars in this. And, three people, I haven't seen it. Three people, I have seen it or something like that. And like, all right, everyone that hasn't, goodbye. mute this
subject.
Come back when you've seen it.
Are you going to start throwing out a bunch of fake spoilers for Infinity War?
Actually, we spoiled it last week.
You spoiled it last week?
You missed it.
Oh.
Did we spoil all of it?
Well, what did you guys have
it?
I thought you guys didn't do one this week.
Well... Because this week would be next week, and last week was technically a week after it came out, so technically we
and
were...
And then Bill may or may not have not released one on time.
Oh, that was the 380... I forgot. No, we're on 600. What are we at now?
Last one I saw was 300, yeah.
Okay, so I was like, what are we, Naruto?
So 288 was released the Wednesday we normally record the aft late. So, But if you have been subscribed to the Patreon page, you would have got out on time, because I rotated not the date, but the month to release.
I know, you guys were throwing me off. I was so confused.
Yeah. So. Looks like Channel 6 is here.
Hello, Channel 6.
Are we going to Matt Davenport
interview each other?
Why not?
If they start heading over this way, we'll
okay,
grab
I'll
them.
Interview you. You guys
just
interview.
Stare at them.
Well, they got cameras, so that actually... would come off as, unlike the podcast, we just stare at the mics. All it is just awkward silence at that
point.
That's
true.
Get some video and audio.
Yeah.
So, Anna, did you pick up any comics?
Not yet. I'm going to grab a few. Probably just give them to my friend, though, that couldn't make it.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a ton of them in there.
Oh, he made sure to get plenty this time.
Yeah. There's like three rows of them.
Three rows? Dude, you've missed... more.
You missed half.
Oh, I didn't even go. Well, there's too many nerds in the back.
No, there was where they normally have the Wednesday ones is also full.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I thought that was all the regular ones.
I did too.
Yeah,
when
never
I
mind.
Looking.
It's even better because last year it was just kind of that shelf, the front one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and also I don't think the library's doing an event this year.
No.
So they didn't give any way to that. And then.
I think it would be nice if the library did actually have comic books there too, because like some of the younger kids, I'm noticing that there's not as many young kids here today.
They've been rotating. That's why I think their bottom shelf is mostly because they ranked them by adult age. So like the
except
bottom,
for that one.
Except for 20,080, the oddball one that is normally a teens and above or maybe a mature and above comic, and this one happens to be for everybody.
Okay. Nice. I got some top shelf material then. Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, obviously with the rotting horse head. So
yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Shows excellent quality.
Yeah.
I know. And Archie's been doing interesting stuff lately, too. That's actually trying to see what that one
that
was.
That, for some reason, really reminds me of, like, Twilight or something.
Oh.
The Riverdale.
Riverdale. I think it's, like, Gossip Girl meets Riverdale.
Okay.
Recording.
That probably under Twilight. That
Anthony,
probably explains
they use
it.
The same lens filters, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh,
they bring out their skin.
Oh.
Their hair.
Yeah.
They are really
pale. It makes his skin kind of sparkle, too.
Yeah.
Just like the Twilight vampires.
That's right.
Yeah. I have to go grab Bob or something, too.
I know.
Who he's been up to. But I forgot. There was something else. Plenty of comics. Lots of events.
There's a Bob's Burger one. There's a Mater Zim. Those are the two I got. I also got the Overwatch one.
I'd like to read the Quora one.
Oh, I should probably trade one of these out. Did they have any more in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was one at the end.
Good. Those are usually pretty good. I don't. I should really start buying those because they've expanded the story past the show.
Mm-hmm. Did I ever share you the comics that I bought for The Last Airbender?
You may have explained, but I didn't think.
Oh, I did. Yeah, that's right. You asked me to spoil it because you didn't think you'd get time to read it. I remember that now.
I'm falling behind on my own comics I'm buying.
I know. How many series do you have right now?
I have reduced it down to Injustice.
Okay.
Justice League. Lady Mechanica. And which also had another free one today. They usually have a free one for her every year.
Oh, okay.
And the IDW comics. I'm actually enjoying those. And I'm also going to get the, the DC Nation Zero.
I know, I need to get a new run. I was finishing an Alan Moore one. I usually like the Image comics, too, are pretty good so far.
Do you think he's Iron Fist? More people came dressed up, little kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's Iron Fist.
Oh.
Anything? Because look at his belt.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Great idea of, you know, talking about what we're looking at.
Exactly. Yeah. We're like, anyways, we're looking at this.
It's a little kid in a green costume with
some size.
Sword.
Yeah.
Size, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Then he's staring at us.
Yeah. I'd stare at us, too. Well, we're staring back at him, so, yeah.
Actually, he's not actually staring at us. He's staring at the other green figure.
She-Hulk?
Yeah, She-Hulk.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, She-Hulk. I was wondering if she was Gamora.
That's what I was...
No, she's She-Hulk.
Oh, okay. Actually, wasn't sure either. I thought it was actually her, yeah. But
yeah.
That's cool. Either one's cool.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It was a lot of fun. But yeah, so DC Nation won 25 cents. And we're just sidetracking.
Yeah.
Maybe I should, you know, take my Ritalin. Only if you need it, people.
It's okay. It's Saturday.
Yeah. True.
It's the med breaks on the weekends. You can just go crazy, Bill.
Ah, yeah. But then nothing gets done.
Well, isn't that what the weekend's supposed to be anyways? Nothing gets done?
Yeah.
You get some sleep.
Exactly.
Actually, I woke up at like 5:30 this morning.
Why?
No clue. Just woke up and was like, hey. And actually, I started talking
out.
What is that show? How did she say it was pronounced?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, the Agretsu or something like that? I don't know.
Agretsu. Retzko? I kept on saying Retzko during it. So I want to say it's Agretzko. It's this new show on Netflix. When I actually looked at how long it was 20 minutes, the one episode I was on. But Netflix is also getting real popular. Because they're not time constrained, Lost in
Space.
They'll
just be random lengths.
Yeah, they are long enough to tell the story.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like Lost in Space, they had an hour and 20 minutes one, and they had a 50 or a 40 minute one.
Is that show good too?
Lost in Space?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The new one? Okay.
Yes.
I have seen it.
Watch it.
Did you ever watch the old one?
I watched the old ones, yeah.
Yeah. It's
I remember
different.
The early
I had some complaints, but no TV show is free of complaints, so.
Okay, I'll have to give that a whirl.
But she is a red. Okay, so it's their anamorphs, their little animals. She's a red panda. It is made in Japan. There's a lot of English subtitles for what is written in Japan. I'm sure.
Oh, so they license it or something?
I guess. Well, there's a couple of those. Like there was a Devilman Crybaby.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That was.
If you watch that one. Be, no children.
Yeah.
Keep in mind the rating. Yeah. The rating is not playing around.
And this, I would compare this show to, it's kind of like Hello Kitty meets Happy Tree Friends, but not as violent.
Okay, I might go for that.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah, the...
The Ritzko.
Like the red pandas, too. The last time I went to the zoo, I bought a red panda plush.
She's the only red panda. There's other characters. So, she works in accounting, and her boss is a pig, a giant, big guy pig, telling her she's always doing things wrong or stuff like that. To dealing with her life, what she does is she goes, sings karaoke death metal.
Oh, I definitely would go for that.
She sings karaoke death metal, huh?
Karaoke death metal.
That's what Ted was watching the other day.
Oh, he was watching that?
Yeah.
I was what is
it,
this?
It just came out, when was it? Probably Thursday night or Friday.
Does the panda have a good deep scream?
Oh, yeah.
The singing? Yeah, nice.
She's even explaining it to some friends. She's like, no. It's not it's you have to bring it in your deep throat. Like,
oh, it aired on April 20th.
How long ago was
it? At 1 a.m. on Netflix.
What is it?
That was almost 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Netflix just... See, that's the bad thing about having Google Chromecast and just telling my Chrome or my Google to just play things.
Yeah.
I have to really know what's happening, otherwise I'm not going to,
Yeah.
I won't even notice things. Because Tremors 6 just came out.
Oh. They're still making that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They're still making that, and they actually brought back some of the characters. I haven't watched it.
Huh.
Among the other stuff, so I have YouTube Red, Cobra Kai came out.
Oh, yeah, I keep seeing ads for that.
It's on YouTube Red. Right now.
Well, that makes sense. I always see it on YouTube, so they're pushing it hard there. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I just hope they fixed it, because it's really hard to watch shows on Netflix.
Is that
Netflix, I mean YouTube.
Like a new generation one? Does it fit with the times, or is it...
They brought the characters back.
Oh, but they're trying to continue pretend like they're in the 80s still or something?
No, they're adult age. They're... So I haven't gotten into it. I heard it's good.
Oh, okay.
But, we're recording a podcast. Geeks Are Wired. We're just live here.
Is it going live too?
Oh, no, we're not going live. We're going to record it and then post it.
Put it on the Pocatello Valley Voice.
Pocatello what? Sorry.
Our only free speech e-journal reaches 10,000 people in its network.
Yeah.
Pocatello Valley Voice.
Pocatello Valley Voice.
And it's also a network.
Do you want to talk about it on the... Yeah. Come on in. Here, a seat.
Anybody want to ask me a question? Go ahead. Yeah. Shoot me a question.
Do you like comic books?
Do I like comic books? I was kind of raised with it, at least superheroes. My favorite, of course, is the Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that's a solid choice.
I mean, not everybody has resistance to uranium materials and then radioactive materials, but it did wonders for Hulk, and of course... So he had Lutz disease when he's on it, which means, whatever.
Did you see the Avengers movie?
What?
The new Avengers movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Were you mad about his performance anxiety?
I don't know. Well, I'm not sure what you mean, which one is the new one, but I do like the one where he takes Loki and he just goes, boom, 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 boom.
I know, exactly.
I love that.
I know, that was good.
No, I was glad you guys are doing something at the comic book place. I'm Idaho Lorax, by the way, if you don't know
okay.
I am. Do all that stuff here, caring for people, helping people. But at the same time, we do have media here. We have Passion Media, and there are people connected here, all kind of part of that. But so maybe you should become aware and become it. It's a Pocatello Valley Voice. It's
yeah,
a network.
That'd be cool.
And it's a, you go, in fact, you want to have something fun. I don't want to give it a leaning, but I will give me a plug.
Yeah.
And of course, just Google Idaho Lorax. Good, right now. Okay. Why are you doing it? Idaho Lorax, Pocatello, three words, pretty easy. Channel 6 did four, but it's another phrase. Do Pocatello, what did I say? Idaho Lorax, Pocatello, on a Google search, not Bing, okay?
No Bing.
Screw
I
Bing.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, now push images. And just scroll and scroll and scroll, and they're all connected to things I do, helping people in this community.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it'll blow your mind there. So, anyways, glad to meet you guys.
But yeah, you too.
That's
cool. Try
using the Pocatello Valley Voice, and we'll help share that to our other affiliates and all our other connections. But because let's put it this way, I know there's somebody in the Geeks United that are connected to it, or connected to the PVB. So. Anyway, so okay. Any
yeah,
other
that's awesome.
You
I gotcha.
So, what's the name of your group?
Oh, Geeks Are Wired.
Oh, you're
that's
Geeks
good
Are
old
Wired.
Logo. Yeah.
Yeah, I should put my glasses on like that. Some of us need glasses looking at that little stuff there, but yeah. Anyways, one another thing. There are people I work with that are looking into game creation. Geeks Are Wired. It's a game, okay?
Okay.
I won't tell you publicly what the name of the game is here. I'm working a little bit with...
After the show.
Yeah. Budapest, and that's my only hint I'll give you. Romania. Good people there. But anyways, let me share that with you, and we're talking people want to make money, okay?
Yeah.
But you need some technical skills, and I have some, and I'm the concept developer, and so... Let's talk. But anyways, hey,
cool.
Nice to meet you. I'm going to go say hello to friends.
Yeah, enjoy. There's a good variety of stuff
Hulk,
in there.
What Hulk comics are still left?
There's a She-Hulk here, too.
I see that. Yep. A She-Hulk.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good to meet you.
See you.
See, and all sorts of fun stuff. Fun people.
Yeah,
indeed.
Sure.
I forgot what you were talking about.
I know.
We're gonna review the notes. But or probably the Netflix shows. Oh yeah, with Cobra Kai and YouTube.
Okay,
so YouTube's also had really bad luck because they had a good time travel one. They released weekly. They wanted to push it, but it also was really hard to like find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new episode and everything. I'm like, and then I'd come back to it and like, hey, play this, and it pushed me in a weird. It pushed me or start all over again, and I'm like, no, I already watched this. You should already know I watched this. That's why I'm not a fan of YouTube Red with TV show
I know,
watching.
I haven't tried Red yet. Did you hear about Prime's going up like 25% or something?
Yeah, it's going up $20.
$20
for
okay.
the year.
It's still not bad considering all the stuff you get, and they're really expanding their programming too.
So from 99 to 120.
Yeah,
that's not terrible.
You can get a lot of, like, especially other series from other networks and stuff, too. Like, they have tons of older HBO series and stuff, too.
So that's, like, what, $10 a month?
Yeah, it works out.
Well, if you do monthly right now, it is $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably going to go up an additional couple dollars, too.
Well, I mean, like, if you were to divide it out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Netflix is still charging about that over the year, and they don't give me free shipping on anything, so there you go.
Yeah.
I think it's 10 for SD, isn't it? Don't you have to pay 12 for, or is it 8 for like SD and then?
I don't remember.
I just called like I had the freeloader like upcharge because I had my brother and my parents and then it said, hey, too many people watch this, you have to pay like $3 more.
Did you call it the
Netflix?
Freeloader upcharge?
Yeah, the freeloader
nice.
Upcharge. Because they're finally gonna hit the person who's been paying for it the whole time, so you can call people and be like, all right, get your own or give me $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm currently on the like 2 and. I can get HD, it's not just SD. The next one is the super a 4K or something like that, and you can have like four people watching.
Quad HD.
Yeah, something like that. XDH something. Disney. I don't know.
Cheap on UHD. Amazon. Just get the SD. Save a buck.
Yeah, and probably save your internet usage too.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're on the news now.
Oh, look at that. We're in the background.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
We're ruining everyone's self-post.
We're photobombing the news.
Yep.
Media inside the media. It's a media inception going on.
Make sure your shirt's visible.
Exactly. Get your free advertising. Yep. Like,
I don't know. The computer's in the way. Close it. Podcast over.
Bill, I can't believe you don't have a sticker of that on the back of your computer.
Well, they're black, so it doesn't actually work as well.
You could get a white sticker.
Yeah, I probably should.
Just like how your shirt looks.
Yeah.
Also, where's my shirt?
There is only one shirt.
In existence?
In existence.
What?
It cost $40 to get this shirt. It's hard to justify
Alex
telling people.
Alex makes tons of Rebel V Dino shirts.
Yeah. Maybe I should. I'm planning on buying some of those.
Yeah.
I was looking at that. And where is it? The gray one's the popular one. I was actually looking at the blue one. And the green. Actually, the green one.
I want a blue one.
I know. I'll have to get one.
Because I was realizing I have lots of gray and black in my wardrobe. I have a very limited number of blue or green. And it was the other one, orange. I think I have more orange than green, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to do more green. I
had
lots of blue.
Two orange shirts at one point. They were both Bengal shirts.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. All my orange is
Bengal.
I think
I had to throw them away because I got too many holes in them.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
My stuff is like blue, gray, and black in my wardrobe.
Yeah, see?
It's the best colors, though.
They go with everything?
Yeah, it does. It works.
At one point, I think my entire shirt wardrobe was black.
Yeah.
My sister has stopped by.
Hey.
And so is her daughter.
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Do you want to say hi? Say hi into the podcast.
Here's Robin.
Go ahead, Robin. Say hi. Say hi.
I don't want it.
Don't worry, we already got that.
You already got it.
But yeah. we're still having fun. Like I said, we're going to. Was it bound after this? We're going to do the costume contest. Give away more prizes that Bob and Captain Bangles has.
Oh yeah,
I'd take him down, but you know we won't be here.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you can still come down to Captain Bangles to.
They need to anticipate the recording.
Buy comic books.
Yeah,
it's always fun.
It is true. This was the hour to be here. There's tons of stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, there may have been earlier. I was
busy. It's still going on. This is the only time we're here, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get this or more. How many times can the general public just jump into your podcast?
About once a year, actually.
Yeah, about once a year.
Yeah,
that's
what
we've done.
You
got to
just put a sign on your front door and just let strangers wander into your house.
Yeah. And we usually plan out the rest. Or, you know, they're not just full on random. We're like, hey, you. I'll be on fellow podcasters.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a tentative plan. I wouldn't say it's fully planned out, the podcast.
Well, I mean, to have other people on usually.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, you're right.
You know, we don't just like, hey, you, come over here.
I don't tell you guys, are you guys all poor decision makers and don't own PlayStations?
No, I'm an excellent decision maker. I own two Xboxes.
So you got one of them for
I
free.
I guess you guys... I all have terrible taste, and no one's plugged God of War because you're all too good for PlayStation.
No, I have a PS4. I just haven't bought God of War yet.
Good. PS1. See, Anthony, there you go.
I have PS1, 2, and 3, but not 4.
You got to get the 4. See, get better exclusives.
I traded in my 3 for an Xbox.
Bill, glad you brought Anthony here.
I have an Xbox One that I haven't turned on for like 2 years unless I accidentally do it with my foot. So
there
are no exclusives that are good.
I turn on my Xbox lately to watch my Amazon shows.
I can watch Amazon shows
on PlayStation.
I have an
Apple TV for that.
Yeah.
I can't. Well, see, there's that. But I can't watch my Amazon shows on my Chromecast. So.
Though they just have such good. They're going to come out with like an exclusive Spider-Man game. You're going to get The Last of Us.
Spider-Man.
All those Uncharted games. God of War is super awesome.
Spyro Remaster.
Way better exclusive.
Spider-Man
remake.
Has not had good game. Well,
this one's going to be awesome. You should look up the gameplay for it.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome. It's like the Batman games, the Arkham ones.
See, this is the problem. Is I've been playing more games on my phone. I found a Sword Art Online, an actual MMORPG. Not a fighting game that is an RPG. An actual iQuest. I wander around a world and iQuest. Game on my phone. I've been playing a lot of it, actually.
It's not too bad. It's pretty fun.
I've been playing It's the rules of survival, which is a lot like Pug. Player Unknown.
PUBG.
PUBG. Yeah, that's what PUBG. Sorry. I was like, wait, that didn't come out right. Yeah, PUBG. which, you know, the controls work out pretty well. The Sword Art Online one's kind of odd because I'm used to having the right thumb.
Two sticks instead of one.
Well, yeah. This one's like, oh, you can move
the
around.
The stick's kind of implied.
Mm-hmm.
It is true, though, Bill. Why do you have an Xbox? Because you don't really play games on it. If you just need it for a media system, they can all do that. You might as well get the one that has good exclusives.
Because I already bought the... Well, what do you mean? I have good exclusives.
Then what's good exclusives on Xbox right now?
You ready?
What?
Halo. It's the only game I need.
The older generation ones. But
plus, Bill. I get two free games a month. And I still am part of the gold.
You can do that on PS4 as
but
well.
My two free games are permanently free.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
to keep my two free games forever.
Yeah, maybe, but you don't get God of War, though. You don't get to beat up, like, not superhero Thor. Well, you don't get to beat up actual Thor, but you're going to be able to, and he's going to be the dickish Thor that's the true Thor. Because yeah. that's what I like about the Marvel ones is that everyone's too nice in the Marvel Norse mythology. They're all... They would all be like Thanos. Like, the real Thor would be on Thanos' side.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Well, that's actually what I like about Injustice. Is, you know, Superman, after Joker got him to kill Lois Lane and his pregnant wife, he ends up going to kill Joker, and Wonder Woman sides with him, going, yes, war is good. The human race needs to be put in their place.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is the way, to, you know, God should be worshipped. And we should be publicly out there type of thing. So she's like, yes.
They hinted at that in her movie, didn't they?
Slightly.
Like, she almost went that way, but she didn't.
Yeah, because she wants to, and that's the thing about where Batman can bring him back. Because Batman, the human, knowing that he can only, he's only able to do so much, and he has to compete against, you know, these full-on supers, he also knows how to lead them and keep them going, like, hey, just, you know, be respectful. Be, you know, Superman was raised, you know, the boy from Kansas City. Wonder Woman was raised as a warrior. That's
yeah,
why she's
sure. her warrior tribe.
She is trained. She's as strong as Superman, and because she's trained, she can beat Superman. Where Superman just has his strength.
Yeah, he's not trained.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good point.
You know, when Batman's
well, he's
like
self trained.
Yeah, where Batman is, you should be this ray of hope for everybody.
It's true. Superman was stuck just like bench pressing tractors on the farm. He didn't get yeah. any real battles. Mm-hmm. He's basically like if we got to go to the moon and we're just like, look at me, and just leap with the no gravity. Grab rocks. I would do that if I was an astronaut. Just huck rocks at each other, giant boulders. Just like, I'm so strong.
Pick planets up, just bashing down on people. Yeah,
but
that's
yeah.
why. It's fun, but you know she is the one who wants that. You know the other gods are not. You know Zeus does come down and like, no, quit messing with mortal humans. Yes, I keep getting them pregnant, but we should really stop messing with them.
I know what is the next DC movie that's coming out? Is it going to be Aquaman?
It's either Aquaman or Harley Quinn. Or see what's the other one they've been working on.
I know it's a Harley Quinn. Is it gonna be like Harley? Or is it gonna be like her team where they have like the like Poison Ivy? What were they called? Like
well,
her little squad.
Well, there was like the Vixens.
Yeah.
But there was also
I forgot about Poison
they're
Ivy.
They're also talking about the Birds of Prey movie.
Okay.
But they're talking about having Harley in it, which the Birds of Prey are Batgirl. I can't remember who.
Do they have any coming out
with
this
the
year?
Voice?
Is Aquaman going to be like... Cause that's what I thought. I'm like, in today's world, you can't be the studio that's not releasing a movie having your presence.
Well, okay, but that's the other thing. One of the reasons why I've been kind of being burnt out on Marvel is they release too many.
No, but that's what I mean. But often. DC needs to at least do one every year. Because they had Justice League, but that counts as last year.
Is that... Was
and
that
already
one?
This one. Because Marvel, yeah, they're already going to have three by July, halfway through the year. Because you got your Panther, Infinity Wars, and Ant-Man. That is too much.
But, and I, okay, I have to admit, there was a moment I was like, I'm not sure if I can keep watching these or if I can stay too much involved. And then this year's Marvel movies actually brought
no,
it back
up. No, yeah, they're good. I think there was only the 1 year, it was the Ultron year, that I wasn't a huge fan of the MCU, but they're good. They're the good popcorn flicks. They're fun to watch. Yeah.
But yeah, I think these are a little better. Progressively, the movies, the Marvel movies, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has gotten better.
Yeah, they're doing. I still like Civil War more than Infinity War.
No,
I did.
Well, actually, that's the thing. You're not talking about an Avengers movie. You're talking about a Captain America movie. The reason Captain America makes better Avenger movies than Avengers.
Yeah, well, it does. That was kind of my review of that movie. I was like, Captain America still makes better Avengers movies. Because even the Winter Soldier, too, but...
Mm-hmm. Like, I liked the first Avengers movie. I liked the first Captain America better. I didn't like the next Avengers movie.
Yeah.
This Avengers movie brought me back.
No, I still really liked it. It was fun. I just like Civil War more. It was fun. Having everybody... Because they didn't have... Did you guys make the joke that everyone's making on the internet that Hawkeye couldn't be in the movie because he was playing tag?
Wait, no.
I haven't seen that.
No, that new movie that's coming out, Tag. It's not out yet, but that has Jeremy Renner in it.
Huh.
That's so funny. No, I didn't, actually.
He has the superpowers of not being able to get tagged.
So. All right.
Yeah. Did you see the trailer for that?
I did see the trailer for that. It looks pretty funny.
I know. I want to watch that.
Okay, oh, that
so
movie. Okay.
Aquaman comes out this year. Shazam comes out next year. Wonder Woman 2 comes out next year.
Okay.
So it is Aquaman this year. The only...
That's what I was thinking. Is it like a fall release or something?
It is. I believe so.
That's a ways off.
Yeah.
Well, they only
like
got the one
Venom
this year.
Venom time, yeah.
Yeah,
Venom. Versus like Marvel's, what, 4 or 5 this year?
No.
Well, that's honestly, what, Star Wars only puts out one a year?
Well, they're going to start putting out more, though, I'm sure.
No, that's why they have the comics and the TV shows. Actually, Rebels just wrapped up, and they're getting ready to release a new cartoon.
Well, is Episode 9 going to be a May release of next year, then?
So, I'm not going to believe anything until we get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
The pure and simple fact of... The first one, Episode 7, was supposed to be a May release.
Oh, yeah.
And it got pushed...
Well,
6 months.
Yeah, it was 3 in a row that were all Decembers.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one.
Because it originally was... The very first Star Wars was a May movie. And they were going to keep it in that time period.
Yeah.
After... And then Episode 7 was supposed to be May release. They pushed it 6 months. They wanted to push it another 6 months. And Disney was an absolute no. Like, it has to come out this year. Period. No question to that. It would have been back in May, and I don't think it would have changed anything really with the movie.
You don't think with their stories in the new trilogies, they're not going to put out like 2 a year? They're going to do like 2 a year.
No, come on, with their in-betweens, why would they put out 2 a year? And like I said,
because they're Disney. They put out Marvel movies like 3 a year now. It's even like 7 months into the year.
Actually, what was it? There's the whoever did, was it? No. Yeah. Whoever did episode 8. He's doing 3 more, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Everyone's getting all their trilogies, and the Game of Thrones guys are going to get trilogies. They're still going to make their standalone stories, probably. So they're going to put out, like, 2 a year. I could see them doing, like, a winter and a summer one.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
They could just take the blockbuster time periods.
Yeah.
But that also, they also could be prepping to get away from the numbers.
Wait, what do you mean?
Going to get away from the numbers?
Yeah, no, they're not going to release an episode 10. Episode 10 would strictly be a Skywalker story. Again, you want to get away from the Skywalker? Well, I guess if they keep killing off the Skywalkers.
Yeah, is there left now?
Yeah, there's still okay. Well, okay, so there's Ghost Skywalkers. Let's go with that one. Obviously, Ghost Skywalkers can do stuff if they can bring back Ghost Yoda,
yeah.
And he can make lightning.
He can burn a tree.
Yeah.
Down.
So obviously, the ghosts can come back. Then.
A whole movie about a ghost.
Yes. Then there is Leia, because she's not dead in the movies.
Oh, they're probably going to
have to
figure
out something.
Death.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something with that, because she was supposed to be a big part of Episode 9. So they're going to have to figure out something with that.
They're going
to
be like, they should be all meta and say that she died like of a heart attack or something,
something
on the Millennium Falcon in between movies.
Yeah, it's possible.
They're like,
you could do that.
Leia Organa.
Which is why the idea of bringing Hera in. Because they talked about her. So that would be helpful for somebody that would be all useful for... that somebody looked up to. Because that's why the lady that took over the ship to save them all.
Oh, yeah.
She was right there next to Leia the entire time while they were trying to gather all their survivors from Alderaan. So she, you know, even though in the movie, like, you guys make fun of me for this, going like, oh, yeah, they're not going to explain stuff that, you know, and put stuff in the movie that no one's going to understand. Guess what? They did. Everyone was very confused at it. And a lot of the super fans, like me, I have to research
it
a little bit.
Picked up on it.
Yeah. It was like, no, she is exactly who she would have been. And plus, he respected Ackbar too much. He would have listened to anything Ackbar would have said.
I know. I wonder, is 9 going to be the last Abrams movie? I wonder if he's going to move on to just saving other franchises.
Yeah, I could see that. Here, let's try to get Bob on for the last few minutes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, you want to sit over there? Sit next to Joe?
Oh, wherever?
Yes.
Yeah, here you go.
We can share the microphone. You can always change the...
I get to share the microphone with Joe Cool? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for coming down
yeah.
and gracing our little establishment with your microphones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's cool. So far, it's been crazy there. James is going nuts inside, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
That means we've had a busy day. Mm-hmm. So, so far, Bill hasn't picked his comic books up yet, so, you know, we're still in the hole. But
hey, I've been doing a little bit better at them. There are no longer 3 years' worth of comic books.
Oh, good, good. That's good. Get caught up there.
Yeah.
No, it's been great, too. And contrary to popular opinion, Bill is one of our better customers. So.
I always do end up picking up my comics.
Yes, you do.
That's the nice thing about the Holt boxes.
Oh, yes. So they talked to, we've got two of our judges here, and I haven't seen Jason yet. Has he made a show up yet?
I haven't seen him yet.
Okay, well, he may not make it.
Oh, we still got 10 minutes.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we might. Yeah. We might have to recruit Anthony for that final judge.
Oh, no.
You're the tiebreaker, Anthony. No.
There's always a Joe.
Yeah. That's true. We can take Joe. So what have we been talking about here?
Comic books, Netflix,
cool.
Video games, the best console.
What is happening with Netflix and the Marvel Universe and all that?
They actually, apparently they still have the movie rights because Civil War.
Yeah, I forgot that was
Civil War just got released. You know, they got Civil War. And before anybody else. So they're still under contract with Disney to keep on getting their movies. But as soon as that contract's over, and they're still releasing movies because they're going to release Cloak and Dagger. I think there's a few others that they've been working on that they're going to keep the rights on. I don't think they're getting any more. And once the contract is fully over, Disney's got to figure out what they want to do. Because Disney owns majority stock in Hulu at the current time. But they can't do major changes because when I say majority, they only own 60%. The other 40 is still owned by Comcast and AT&T.
Okay.
And even with when they bought that, it was part of the main contract of the owners of Hulu. You can't just go, congratulations, you own it all. Now flip it all upside down. No, we have to all meet together and we all have to agree on this. It's not just majority wins, it's 100% or none. So they might be able to bring in some of the Disney stuff, but they can't go... Now there's an add-on Disney subscription on top of this. This is our Disney. You know,
that makes sense. Well, that's good too. I buy a lot of used DVDs, and the Disney ones are always more than the regular DVDs. So you know,
especially if they've been in the vault.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, that's good. I was wondering if is Elektra going to get her own series then, or will they do?
There's talk of it still. At this point, I'll believe it when I kind of see it at the moment, or when talk gets louder.
Right, yeah. So, any confirmed new ones that haven't been out yet?
Except Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. That looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
And so. I think they just released an ad for it not too long ago, so.
Oh, okay.
Or new ad.
And, of course, you've seen the Celine Dion Deadpool.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. Love the song.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad it was an 11. Can't use it.
But I also want to be careful watching trailers. Infinity Stone or Infinity War. They revealed a lot in those trailers.
Did they?
Oh, you still haven't seen it. We can't talk about it still. They revealed too much.
Like the part where What's-His-Face takes his and fries the Infinity Stone out of Warlock's nose.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, I was like, so.
They have that in the trailer?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're messing with you now.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. My bad.
And the listeners.
Yes. Yeah. If you haven't seen it yet,
that spoilers was last week. Yeah. You're safe this week.
I almost feel like I haven't seen it because I've only seen it once.
I got to see it at the Big D and in 3D.
Yeah.
How was the 3D?
I'm a fan of the Big D. Oh, yeah.
Did you not like the 3D at all?
I don't know. It was... I don't know. My problem is it has to be recorded in 3D because otherwise you have a blurry background.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when you look in real... Yes, things get blurry in the real world, but it's because you're not focusing on it. When they force you to focus on something and your eyes want to... randomly focus on
something else that you're looking at,
it suddenly just hurts.
Yeah. No, I get that. Do they have any like gimmicky stuff in it?
No. I don't think they were going to push it into 3D. It just happened like, oh, well, let's release in 3D also.
Okay.
They're just floating space debris, and that's kind of typical of every Marvel movie these days. So,
okay.
You know.
I think there was one thing that floated out, it felt like, but it kind of felt odd. So yeah, I like 3D with depth instead of out.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of both. I think the depth is good, but...
I just remember back to Beowulf when they had the spear that was coming around and it came right at you and you're backing up in your seat and, you know, like I just backed away from the microphone. So
and I was looking, I was like, oh, we got a lot of wind. Actually, the wind, you might want to lean in because the wind's being picked up a lot.
of course, Beowulf had the cleverly placed objects when he was fighting Beowulf too that would cover his manhood. So but you can do that with animation. I don't know if they can do that with Chris Pratt. So
remember, he's a sandwich away from being fat.
Yeah. There's some good play in that. So
yeah.
Well, since I can't talk about that, what can we talk about?
Artisty things.
Artisty things. Artisty things. I haven't done a lot lately, but I did take a picture. Let's see if I can find it here. I'll show it to all the viewers.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the listeners, you can see this great image that we're going to
do. Maybe link it in the show notes, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
If I get a copy, that's always the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just link a...
Yeah,
a picture that goes nowhere.
Last night.
Oh, cool.
It's a double portrait of somebody who's graduating today.
Nice. So,
that's cool.
That's awesome.
And got her acceptance letter and her, and then her graduation day. So
there you go.
That's really cool.
But one's in watercolor and the other's in pencil. So
that's really cool.
So, I guess that's to indicate the date. You know, it's the old is black and white and the new is in color. So
nice.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Kind of like me. I'm black and white. And
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Pretty soon it's all going to be white.
Yeah. Or gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the Black Cat video that Chelsea did?
I saw part of it.
Playing in there. So, or it should be anyway.
It was up on YouTube. She ended up doing a project.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
or YouTube, Facebook.
We actually got a TV for the shop today. So we're going to be able to play videos in the shop.
Cool.
So
perfect.
People can come in and
have Netflix running in the background.
And we'll have the TV on, so we'll probably ignore everybody that walks in. I apologize in advance. So, but we want to try it, you know. But,
just walking with everyone, just walking with Nerf gun, start, you know.
Oh yeah. We'll put the remote right next to the counter, so you know when you're ready to check out, you just hit the pause button.
There you go. Or you just get an assistant, and you're like, hey, TV, pause.
Okay,
so-and-so, pause.
Alexa, pause the TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're not supposed to say the key word. Remember, it's Madame A. That's what we would do. Yeah. But I totally do that. I tell Google to or Madame A. And
really?
Yeah, I don't touch remotes. I don't touch things.
Had a little phobia here, a little Sheldon Cooper going on.
It's so 20th century. Come on. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he has the computer control the remote for him.
Oh, my God. I'm flashing back to when we first got, it was like why do they have a remote for the TV? Can't those lazy so-and-sos get up and go change the dang channel themselves?
I know that I usually get annoyed. You know, I can't find the remote. I have to tell my,
Now they don't even have the buttons on the TV to change the channel.
I know,
so,
I'll admit, when you have to figure out how, I think my TV has like two button. No, actually, I only have one. And depending on how you push the button is actually depending on, so if you have to push and hold it for power, or you can rotate it for making it go up and down.
Oh, man, I'd be so lost.
It confused me. I'm like, where's all the buttons? What the? Why?
At least it's not like the touch buttons. I don't like those at all.
Yeah. We do have those. They're on our phones.
I mean, yeah. it's a little better.
Well, unless you have a touchscreen television set.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Hey, what's going on?
I know, Google Chrome and everything has the setup and layout that looks like it would be touchscreen.
Yeah, no, that always bugged me.
Yeah.
Every time I do, you're not here.
So.
You see that? And that, a lot of them are coming with remotes and everything.
Yeah, like my Apple TV has a touchpad on the top of it, on the top of the remote, where you can swipe. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, you guys weren't the only one thinking Gamora. I said it was She-Hulk earlier.
Yeah.
They're like, Gamora? No, She-Hulk.
Yeah.
That was a toss-up.
That'd be a good matchup, Gamora and She-Hulk.
There you go.
How much skin paint would, like, rub off, you know? It's like it wouldn't matter.
They can hug and they can.
So, Nebula and Gamora, they end up being Aqua when they get done.
We should probably get ready for the costume contest, though.
Yes.
So I guess we'll wrap up. So since you're here, guess what? 2 weeks in a row, famous last words.
Famous last words. Excelsior.
All right. That's Mike.
I got nothing. I'm out of swing, Bill, so I'll just be awkward for my last words. I've been working overtime, so I haven't done the podcast like a month. So there you go. I have no words.
Happy free comic book day.
I'm going to be lame and say ditto.
May the 5th be with you.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't work.